The trouble with transubstantiation is that, while Protestants vigorously deny it and Catholics forcefully affirm it, the vast majorities in both groups don't know what the word actually means. In the search for understanding between Christians, terms like transubstantiation are of major importance because of their role in shaping the identities of the different Christian communities over against one another. A little history. Christian faith has always affirmed that Christ is present in the ritual meal that Jesus instituted the night before he died. To the early church, it was simply obvious that this presence was both deeply real and that it was mediated symbolically. But in the 9th century, Christians asked, for the first time, is Christ really present or only symbolically present? This question, so foreign to the church's traditional faith in the Eucharist, caused a major theological upheaval. Neither answer was satisfactory. Without symbolism, the Eucharist looked like cannibalism, but without reality, it looked like communal self-deception. Transubstantiation emerged to affirm that Christ was really present and that his presence was symbolically mediated. In the classic expression of Thomas Aquinas, the deepest reality of the bread and wine, their identity as determined by God the Creator, called substance, became Christ's body and blood. But the physical properties, called accidents, of bread and wine, which function as symbols, remained unchanged. By the time of the Protestant Reformation, however, the word substance had come to mean what it still means for us today, physical stuff. This meant made transubstantiation itself difficult to distinguish from cannibalism, and every reformer rejected it. But both Martin Luther and John Calvin affirmed that Christ was really present in the Eucharist, and they still had to answer the question, what does it mean to say that Christ is really present when all we perceive are the symbols of bread and wine? Luther and Calvin both answer, like Aquinas, that there is no physical change in the bread and wine, but the presence is at a much deeper level than what merely symbolic language can articulate. In my thesis, I carefully examine the work of Aquinas, Luther, and Calvin to show that transubstantiation need not be a stumbling block to Christian unity.